with our heart for the First Nations, who are our neighbors. And so I would like to then welcome up Tara Anderson.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. So for those of you who don't know, for the last three summers, including this past summer, I've had the privilege to partner with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and one of their sub-ministries called On Eagle's Wings to travel to different reservations throughout each summer. And we travel with a team of about 50 young Native people. And we're able to hold events on the reservations and minister to them, and most importantly, bring the hope of Jesus to them through the individual hope stories of the team members. They get up and they fearlessly share about what their lives were like before they knew Jesus, how they found Jesus, and then the hope that Jesus gave them and how that changed everything for them. So that is through the month of July each summer. So I've done that for the past three summers. So today I just want to share with you a little bit about this past summer and the different things that went on and just in general what happened, and share with you about how God worked and the great things that he did. So I want to start out with videos that should help give you a little better visual idea of what we do and what it looks like. The first is going to be what we call the staff, and that it gives the numbers for the summer, whether it's the miles we travel, how many reservations, the number of people who accepted Jesus. It goes through all those numbers, so that'll give you a good idea of how God worked. Second is one of our reservation reports. So for all the reservations we go to in the summer, we put a report together. And actually, I should explain my role for the summer. I work behind the scenes helping to do the video for it so that we can take what's going on the front lines and show it to you guys and all the other people so that they can see what's going on, see where their donation dollars are going, and be encouraged by the work that God's doing. So I work to help do video for that. So this reservation report is going to be one of them that we put together for the summer, and it shows different shots from our events, the team members, and it includes stories from the team members and also our local leaders about the event and how God worked. So these two videos should hopefully give you a good visual representation of what that looks like.
more so in this week three of On Eagles Wings.
It's been a week of intensifying battles and spiritual warfare that have been obvious and real and brought about much prayer. And it's been a week of accelerating harvest.
The OAW team that came, they brought Jesus in a whole new way to my people.
So amazing to be a part of this, and it's so awesome to get to see a lot of these young Native American leaders really step up, you know, not just for themselves, but for Christ.
The first reservation we were at this week was a place very close to my heart because, well, 20 years before God broke my heart and I put the Bishop for On Eagles Wings in my heart, the first Native American young people I'd ever met were at a camp, and they were from this tribe that we were at.
It's really felt a very good community, and the stories that I heard impacted me so much and moved me to tears.
During our stories for the third week, you could see that the people were listening. Like, you could see just how powerful God was moving across just the people that came.
During the invitation, I just happened to look up, and I noticed people were going up to make that public confession, and then all of a sudden people were starting to hold hands.
And as they were creating the circle, I was just thinking to myself, this is God. This is his resurrection power. You know, he claimed it, you know, on that reservation.
The second reservation, a different kind of battle, in one of the most fiercely traditional reservations in this country.
The place we were at, it's a cousin tribe to my tribe, and so I kind of knew what the traditions were like. The night I gave my hope story, I was going through a very serious headache, and I just was praying on the bus and just asking God how he can help me through it. And once I got done with my hope story, there was this girl, she was looking for me, and I was able to pray with her, and she was able to pray too. She accepted Jesus in her life.
I'm just extremely humbled and extremely thankful that God uses broken people. You know, he really just uses our stories to reach a lot of these people in these reservations.
What an awesome thing. I mean, there's a lot of great things that happened too, but I think one awesome thing was to see is our follow-up team, those that were going to continue the experience for the young people.
The OAW team really helped us out a lot with just being able to connect ourselves with our own people.
In my humble opinion, being a missionary here for almost 20 years, that this is possibly the biggest spiritual night for Christ in the entire history of the people. Pretty amazing what happened. And I'm looking forward now to our team taking the baton and doing some follow-up.
I'm really thankful for you guys having the ability and the want to be able to pray for us. You know, I really just want to thank you for that. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate your lives. Looking forward to what God has in store for the rest of the summer.
So hopefully that gives you a little visual insight of what my summers looked like for the past 3 years. So I want to start, before our kind of summer started. And it was something that, it's something that no one ever expects and no one's ever ready for. But it was definitely an attack by Satan that could have derailed the whole summer, but God was really with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries and everyone involved in Eagle's Wings during this time. 3 days before WLS, Warrior Leadership, which I'll explain in a second, start to our summer, Doug Hutchcraft, which is son, was coming back to the ministry headquarters, and a dog ran across the road, and he swerved for it, and his car flipped multiple times. And seeing it, it's absolutely, whole top is smashed in. And by a miracle of God, Doug walked out of that car with just scratches and all the reporters that showed up said that he should have died. And it, like I said, that would have been absolutely awful. Can't even imagine. But because of God's grace, looking out for Doug. We were able to take that incident, and instead of it being something that totally ruined the summer, it was something that they were able to proclaim God's goodness. And I'm sure many, many people were able to see God's love and just to really see and know that God's real and he's there because of that incident. Very thankful for God looking out for him. And he's able to get up on the stage at Warrior Leadership Summit and lead worship, which again is something that in all human standards should never have happened. So that was something that could have been very awful, but God used it for good. It's hard to describe. It ended up being a very impactful start to everything. So, as I mentioned, that's kind of the kickoff to the summer of what we do. It's a week-long discipleship conference that takes place in Illinois. And there are young Native people from reservations all across the U.S. and Canada who come to that. And I don't know the exact numbers this year, but my guess is it was probably around 700 to 800 Native young people who are at this conference. And for a lot of them, it could be the first time they've ever been away from their reservation. And the reason that it's so important is because a lot of these people, they live in places where there is no hope. They come from family situations that are very, very broken, where they're surrounded by drug and alcohol abuse, physical and sexual abuse, just very, very dark situations. So to get them to someplace else for and filled with hope, and also a place where they're surrounded not only by other Native young people, but by Native young people who have found hope and who know Jesus and love him, and he's totally transformed their lives, is a very, very important thing. So this conference, it's doing very, very important work in helping to rescue these young people's lives. Because on our summer, we have only about 4 weeks, and we can only get to so many reservations and be able to impact. So Warrior Leadership Summit, although it's only a week long, it's a place where we can get large groups of people to be able to come and be able to speak into their lives and share God's hope with them. So it's teaching by some of the Hudson and his family, but some of them are pastors, some are just leaders on their reservations. So they're also getting to see people like them, other Native Americans, standing on stage proclaiming Jesus' love and teaching them about them. So that's very important. There's also worship. We have something called Warrior Worship, which is Americans who produce their own worship music. So to have them up there leading worship is also very important. And interspersed with that, there's also your typical kind of fun camp activities, whether it's swimming in the lake, canoeing, they have a gym, different stuff like that, just to be able to also give them the opportunity to have fun and interact with the other people, because they're also coming from places where they might not have the opportunity to just relax and laugh and smile. So even that's very important. So that is, like I said, it's a week. And that is the first thing we do. And from there, the day after that gets done, we have a day of boot camp. So boot camp includes the team members, which, as I said, are Americans. This year, God gave us a smaller team. We only had about 30. But as Ron and some of the others said, God knows. So to us, it have seemed like a small team was to God. No. He knew what we would need and the reason behind it. And we may know why he gave us a smaller team, but we know that it was within his perfect plan. So we had about 30 team members, and we did one day of boot camp, which it's kind of a crash course for the summer. They go over just a lot of stuff that the team could encounter. They teach them how to effectively share their hope stories, and just a lot of stuff to prepare them. The team is usually made up of about 50% returning team members and 50% new ones. So it's a good refresher for the returning ones and a lot of important information for the new ones. And then also encouraging teaching to really prepare everyone for the summer, because we do go into dark places, spiritually dark places, and team members can face a lot of dark stuff. So it's important to really get built up in faith before we head out. So we hit the road. As you may have saw in the video, the team travels on a giant coach bus. We have a number of we're on that bus with our group the whole summer. And this summer we went to 7 reservations. And each of those reservations, and the approach that we follow is to kind of do, in a way it's sports ministry, because basketball is kind of central to all our events. Basketball is something that is big on a lot of reservations. It's what draws the people in. We'll do different basketball skills challenges, just pickup games. One night we do a 3-on-3 tournament where we offer a cash prize, and that really draws the people in. And then we'll also have different fun crowd breakers. We'll do free food and just things that will get the people there, draw them, and then keep them there for the really important stuff, which are the hope stories. And as I mentioned before, the hope stories are when team members go out on the center of the court and basically tell about their lives, which is no easy thing. A lot of people have just really broken, but they go out there and talk about that, what they were like before, and how Jesus has totally transformed them. And at the end of each night, we have what we call a wrap, and one of the more senior the hope story. And the last night, we do an invitation. Any of you publicly declare it by standing out in the middle. It's really impactful. You saw it in the video, the one reservation, everyone held hands, and just the act of the public commitment is, it's very moving, and it shows the other people in the reservation that these people are no longer satisfied with living their lives the way they are, and that they're gonna do better, and that they're gonna live for Jesus. So that's, it's always really impactful to see that happen. I do want to just kind of highlight reservations. There are a lot of the same issues that people all across the United States face, no matter what race or culture they are. It's drug abuse, alcohol abuse, violence, sexual abuse, physical abuse, all the stuff like that. But on the reservations, it's going to be at least 3 times greater. There's so many people growing up in broken cycles of their parents going through it and then them going through it, and just cycles that never seem to end. And like I mentioned before, a lot of darkness, a lot of hopelessness. Suicide is one of the big, big things on reservations. The suicide rate is about 10 times on reservations what it is anywhere else in the nation. And one thing that Ron Hutchcraft prays every night, every event we go to, is that God will keep the people alive long enough to get to our event. That's how bad it is. So, by the team coming there and sharing their hope with the people, we are hopefully bringing light to them. And even if we can only be there for 3 nights, just hopefully the stories and the one-on-one conversations, every team member, the 3 nights that they're there, they try to match up with a person and spend the 3 nights talking to them and getting to know them and seeing if they can hear their story and just really speaking into their lives. And we just try to bring that hope and tell them about Jesus so that even after we leave, that even that little seed is with them. And one thing that we're very careful to always do is that we'll only go to reservations where there's people to do follow-up, because otherwise you're going to be leaving these new baby Christians like lambs in the midst of lions. So by having a follow-up team there and local leaders who are going to be able to continue discipling them and speaking into their lives afterwards, we're enabling them to have a chance to grow in their faith. So we work closely with the local leaders to give them resources and trainings to assist them in the work that they're already doing. We're not there to replace anything that we're doing. We're there to kind of bring a momentum and a boost to their already their ministry and to kind of jumpstart it where we can. So that's kind of a really quick general overview of what we do during the summer. I just want to share with you quickly about what to me was one of the most impactful stories from this summer. And it involves one of my really good friends, Ty. She is Navajo from Arizona. She's currently living in Arkansas. Her sister works with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, so for the past 5 years or so, Ty's lived with her sister. Their family situation at home is another one of the broken families. Growing up, she faced a lot of emotional abuse and moved to Arkansas. She asked if she could go with. And her story begins before that, though, on reservation, on the Hopi Reservation. Her brother took her to an Eagles Wings event there 6 years ago. And he had been on the on Eagles Wings team a number of years before, but then when he returned home, he fell away from it, and he wasn't living a life for Jesus at all. But he knew some of the team members, so he wanted to go see them. He wasn't there for anything to do with Jesus. He took her to the event and dropped her off and left her, and then he left to go do whatever. So she was there alone, but she was nonetheless there. And as she tells it, she was sitting on the edge of the basketball court, and there was a girl out in the middle who was telling her story. And as she listened, Ty said that was also her story. The stories matched up so perfectly. And God really worked in her life that night, and she ended up making a commitment to Jesus. And her sister, who works for Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, is also a Christian. So when she could, Ty went to live with her. And she grew in her faith, and when she was old enough, she started serving on the On Eagles Wings team as well. And her family wasn't very supportive of it. They didn't like that she was doing that in the summers. They wanted her to come home in the summers instead and be with them. But she chose her Jesus instead. And this summer, as Mark mentioned, we were in the Southwest, so we went to Arizona, and we didn't go to her home reservation, but we were in some reservations close. So at one of our events, her family actually came, her mom, her dad, and her little sister. And her mom and her sister came, dad stayed in the car. So Ty was actually able to go over and talk to her dad throughout the event. I think he was still probably able to hear the stories from where he was sitting. And before the was over, he gave his last, and he told her that he didn't know why he had tried to keep her from this, and that he was sorry. So that was a big, big moment in her. To wrap up that night, her little sister went up during the invitation, but Ty found out later that she only went up because Ty was out there and she wanted to stand by Ty. So she hadn't actually made a commitment to Jesus. But a few events later, her mom and her sister went to the event we had on Hopi, which 6 years later now, Ty was able to stand in the middle of the basketball court and tell her own story and how she had found Jesus on that very court 6 years before. And that night, one of the other girls on the team was able to talk to Ty's little sister and tell her about Jesus, and she did accept Jesus on the court that night. And the girl said she really feels like this little, and that when she's old enough, she'll be serving on the team. So the summer for Ty, not only was she able to lead to Christ on the reservations, but she was able to lead her own family. And I know that was something that was really, really meaningful for her. And there were a lot of team members this summer who were from that area. And these reservations were some of their home reservations. So they were able to talk to people they knew and family members. And that was really Eagles Wings on their reservation was an answer to prayers they've been praying for years. Something as well is that there's people who have been on the team in the past who, after they've gone home to their reservations in the darkness, have fallen away. But being there again this summer, they were able to come to the events and talk to Ron and talk to some of the other people and just be re-encouraged that Jesus is still there for them and he still loves them. So not only do we get to minister to just lost people who come to the events, but also kind of lost people, people who we know and love and who we want to see Jesus. So it's so much to tell from the summer. There's so much more I could tell. So many stories of God working and the amazing things that he's done. And it truly is. It's one story after another. The whole thing is just one big example. Unending just chase after the people that he loves that are lost. And to be able to be a part of it and to be able to be a part of these Native Americans, which are often so overlooked in our world today. It's a real honor to me, and I'm so thankful to be able to do it. And I want to thank you guys for your prayers and for helping make that possible for me. So that's all today. If you have any questions or if you want to know more, just ask me. I'll be happy to tell you more. I do have a few postcards from the summer. It has a picture of our team on it, if you'd like one. But again, just thank you for your prayers, and be praying for just On Eagle's Wings. We are gonna be getting back together in December for what we call Winter Break Retreat. And the ministry brings all the team members back together in Arkansas. And it's a time to be able to speak into the team members and to really focus on them and to help them with anything that they're dealing with after going back to their reservations, and to give them encouragement for this new year, to stick with their faith and to stick with Jesus. So we're gonna be heading back down there for that, so I'm excited for that. And could always use your prayer. Ministry in general, as they do work all year planning for the next summer and getting all the details together for that. So thank you. I plan on applying, yes.
Okay.
Yep, so if God keeps the door open, I'll be there.
Yeah, please just be praying for Tara there.